As I make my way through this journey we call life, it's become more and more clear that in order to live as full a life as possible, I must be open to feeling all of its sensations, including those less than perfect, not so good, oh bugger, and downright negative ones too. To be clear, in my reverie today, I'm not talking about chasing down a bad feeling or creating situations so you can be like, this feels horrible. I'm not referring to being okay with chronic pain either. What I'm musing over today is about being emotionally flexible with life. So when a bad feeling comes, and it's inevitable, it will come, one can see it for what it is, feel it, and then let it go. Little do we realize that as a result of the massive collection of experiences we've accumulated in life, we become inflexible on how to deal with things. We don't give allowance for differences or mistakes, and we're quick to judge. What's interesting about this is, in accumulating those negative feelings and embracing them longer than what's necessary, we end up becoming what we don't like. But I get it. When something bad happens, you go into protection mode. We all do. That's only human. And it's very likely by this point in life you have a set of processes or actions you do to shut down when something bad happens. You're like, nope, no way, no more negative experiences, thank you very much. And then you shut the door or put up a shield, push and hit back or duck and cover. But through your life, this response has become so rigid, so purpose-built, that it became hardwired into your brain. And that's where the loss of flexibility sets in, almost like there is no other possible way one could react to something bad. Now, we can't control the things that happen outside or around us, but we can control how we respond to those things. Now, your brain is an amazing tool, so whether it's been hardwired to react a certain way for 10, 20, 30, or even more years, even science says it can be rewired to help you live a more full life. No, I'm not talking of one devoid of the negative, but one that accepts and reacts to it in a way that validates what has happened without being any less of the good person you are. So instead of recoiling at the negative, responding with anger, judgment, or something else, how about rewiring your brain and pick a response that's peaceful, understanding, or at the very least, kind? Every time you pick something new, something different, you are leading your brain on a new path of discovery and creating new neurological connections. Now, this isn't fantasy, this is fact. When you do something new, you are teaching your brain, hey, this is where I want to go. You're stretching its abilities, you're showing it the response you prefer. The more you pick the positive, the stronger that connection becomes, until one day, guess what? It's hardwired to be your response. To be loving, kind, understanding, and accepting in the face of negativity is the very thing which dissipates it. This is a pathway worth teaching to your brain. It's worth practicing. Anything you want to learn starts with a first step. So make today the day you promise to become more emotionally flexible, to live your life more fully, and no longer be a captive to negative experiences. Thank you so much for listening today, my sweet friends. Big love to you.